runs with Andy H, and although I was under no illusion that he'd been taking it easy with me, the sense of achievement I felt when I completed my first 3-mile run was not diluted because of his charity. Pam and I chatted about me meeting her husband for a run that night. Andy H had entered his village's triathlon. He's finally lost all sense of reality, I thought. It's the start of his midlife crisis. He'll be wearing leather pants and buying a motorbike next, I joked with Pam. Now, most villages have fetes. The posher ones have tea parties. Cockerham, just outside Lancaster, didn't get the memo and has a daft swimming, biking and running race. John Krug, a veteran of several of these daft races, joined Pam and myself. I got on well with John. A computer expert, his quiet demeanor hid an insightful, witty intelligence that you often find in almost laconic personalities. At times he seemed so laid back, he could be horizontal. He was passionate about triathlon, and in particular cycling. His eyes would come alive and his whole body animated when he described his latest ride through the countryside. I'd taken an interest in his unusual hobby, and we talked many times about running. Being a lapsed runner, I could still talk a good race even if my legs couldn't carry me through one. He had been goading me for the last 12 months about how running was dull and that I should try at least one triathlon. It was no surprise, then, that John's ears pricked up when he heard Pam mention the T word. "Are you going to do Cockerham, Andy?" He lifted his head slightly, his raised eyebrows daring me to answer. That was my second mistake. The mischievous smile widened as he focused on my paws. Like a shark circling a struggling fish, John knew he had me and made his move. "It's a great event, very beginner-friendly, and it's only short. It's the sort of thing that would give you a challenge," he continued, nonchalantly sipping his black coffee and awaiting my response. He'd laid out his bait. There was that word, challenge. Challenge to me was like chicken to Marty McFly in the Back to the Future films. It wasn't a word I could walk away from. My mind was racing. It was as if time and everything around me stood still whilst the devil on my right shoulder argued with the angel on my left. "Andy, you can't swim, and it's in a lake. Your bike is knackered. You don't run, you jog, and you're a big fat," said the angel, trying to prevent me from rising to John's bait. "Nonsense. You got some swimming certificates at school. Your bike has got 2 wheels. What more do you need? You're running again, and it's a challenge," the devil countered with a fierce jab. I was doomed. I was snapped back into this realm when I heard Pam say with a little too much enthusiasm, "Ma Andy is doing it, and he could help you train." Reeling from my surrogate mother's willingness to see me sacrifice myself to the triathlon gods, I stammered, "It's not my sort of thing. I can barely run. My bike doesn't work. And I'm scared of swimming in a deep lake. In fact, I can't really swim at all. So, no, I'm not going to do it, but I'll come along and watch." I was hoping my offer of spectator support would get me off the hook. My brain and mouth were obviously having communication problems, because in reality, what I said was, "Oh, go on then, I've got 3 weeks to train, I'll do it." It was like an out-of-body experience, watching my enthusiastic maverick self agree to something that my sensible self would have run a mile from. That was my third mistake, and after that, I lost count. There would be many more, I just didn't know it yet. John laughed, which unnerved me a little. He came alive and never paused for breath as he began to enthusiastically explain details about the event, the distances, the course, what I'd need to race, how I'd need to train, etc. But I never heard a word of it. All I could think of was the deep, dark water and how cold it would be. What was lurking down there, ready to grab a floundering victim such as myself? John stood up to leave and said something else that didn't register in my confused state. I just nodded. "You'll enjoy it, love," said Pam, "and it'll give you and Andy something to talk about tonight on your run." Too bloody right it would. Well, at least afterwards I'll be able to look back on it and say I completed a triathlon once. I didn't sound convincing.